T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Senator, how are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Good. I'm glad to get you on here. You know, I know that you've been out working hard. I mean, I see every weekend I see you got people out canvassing, going door to door. The ground game is very important. How are things going?
We have an extremely strong ground game. We're knocking on thousands of doors. We probably knocked on something north of 60,000 doors just since June. So we have a goal of trying to get 5,000 doors this weekend. So anybody that wants to come out and help, we're going to be at the GOP office at 9 a.m. To start door knocking Saturday morning. It's right by JCPenney's in Gravois Bluffs. Anybody that wants to come help would certainly take it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just thinking about that you're hoping to reach 10,000 people this weekend. I was talking to the folks from the RNC and other people connected to the national campaign for President Trump. They brag all the time about how great their ground game is all across the country. There's really nothing that replaces that in-person knock at the door when it comes to campaigning, is there?
It's definitely very important. I think it helps show momentum, actually talking to voters so we know what voters actually want. You know, law and order is something that's extremely important. I never thought that law and order would be an issue or supporting our police should be a political issue. I kind of thought as Americans, we thought burning down buildings was a bad thing. But we have one, the Democrats have completely lost their minds and they are backing this lawlessness that we have seen across the country. And, you know, my opponent is one of those. She said on the House floor that she wanted to let, people that out of jail that were in prison without the possibility of parole because of the coronavirus. The Democrats want to shut this country down. They want to take our freedoms away. And so my race is extremely important. I'm running against a far left liberal Democrat.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you pointed that out. I mean, she is extreme. She's extreme on a lot of these issues. And because conservatives consistently get called out if they happen to retweet something that somebody doesn't like or thinks is controversial, then it's fair for us to point that out about the left, too. Deb Lavender, correct me if I'm wrong, retweeted a tweet comparing people, our soldiers who fought in World War II, to Antifa.
That's true. She absolutely did. Any conservative or, Republican that would retweet something similar, something even close to that, they would demand that they get canceled. They would demand that they resign from office. But the Democrats have a double standard. And assuming I win next week, on Thursday, we have a special session. I'm going to be going to Jeff City. I'll start writing a bill restricting Sam Page's power.
Oh, good. Good. Because, I've talked to the governor about that a lot. And obviously, I'm supporting Governor Parson in his reelection bid. But every time I've had him on here, I'm like, isn't there anything more we can do to rein in the power of Dr. Sam Page, who, when he was on council, was a big Steve Stinger critic. He was critical of the fact that Stinger never showed up and that he had too much autonomy. And then he became county executive, and now he's got complete autonomy over this COVID response. And he sometimes either doesn't show up or walks out of council meetings.
Yeah, no one person should have that kind of power over our lives to be able to shut our businesses down. I mean, people are hurting out there. Restaurants are going out of business. People have put their entire life savings into their small business, and government is taking it away. It's not right.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And, you know, this is crunch time. We've got to get a good turnout in St. Louis County and get these candidates on there. County Council, Congressional District 2, that's going to be a key as well. And I know Ann Wagner's been out there working hard, just like you have in District 15.
Yeah, so my race could come down to literally 100 votes. So it's so important that every single one of us Republicans gets out there and votes. And if you're able to come help door knock on Saturday, go to the GOP office in Grabois Bluffs at 9 a.m. We're getting started.
Yeah, and you can people can also go to your website there at electandrewkoenig.com. They want to find out more about you or donate, because I've seen your TV commercials. So you've gotten some commercials on here recently. I think that's great.
electandrewkoenig.com. If you want to make a last minute donation, we'll take it and we'll use it. So
yeah, anytime Senator, you can get your better half Brooke on there, that's a good thing, right?
Oh yeah, my wife is absolutely amazing. I would not be able to do this without her.
Yeah, she's great. I've enjoyed meeting her on a couple of occasions. You got a great family.
Senator Andrew Koenig, listen, good luck next week and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Great to get you on here. Missouri Senator Andrew Koenig.
Get more at 971talk.com.